treasury of great hymns. One of the best known, best loved of all the hymns about the cross of Christ is There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. It was written by British poet and hymn writer William Cowper in the second half of the 18th century. We invite you to listen for the story behind this lasting song as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelsch. In William Cowper's sixth year, happiness for this shy, sensitive boy was shattered by the death of his mother. That was in the 1730s. Then cruel treatment at the hands of schoolmates in boarding school left him almost unable to cope with the problems of life. When, in the 1750s, his father also died, William had to be confined to an asylum at St. Albans. Here, through the kind treatment of the Christian owner, his mental health slowly improved. One day he was walking in the garden at St. Albans when he found a Bible on a bench. He opened it and began to read. He came to a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 3, verse 25.
Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness, for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. There shone upon me the full beams of the sufficiency of the atonement that Christ had made, my pardon in his blood. Thus did he break me and bind me up. Then did he wound me and make me whole. Blessed be the God of my salvation.
Almost overnight, William Cowper's life changed greatly. His immediate concern was for others who did not know Christ as Savior. He wrote poetry that reflected his newfound faith.
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners, plunged beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Hymns referring to the precious blood of Christ have been removed from some hymn books. Yet 1 John 1:7 tells us it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth us from all sin. There is a fountain is based on a passage from the Old Testament, Zechariah 13:1. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness.
Ere since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die.
There is a Fountain was among William's first efforts at sacred poetry, but there followed many hymn poems, some of which still appear in our hymnals. In the 1770s, William met John Newton, who before his conversion had been the captain of a slave ship. Now a preacher greatly blessed of God, Newton asked William to work with him on a new hymnal. It was Newton's custom to introduce a new hymn each week at prayer meeting. This is where There Is a Fountain was first sung. The first volume of the Olney Hymns was published in 1779. 68 songs in the new book were written by Cowper. This collection included Newton's Amazing Grace and Cowper's There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. In spite of seasons of depression that continued until his death, Cowper contributed much to English literature. He wrote a number of secular poems that achieved great fame, but the Christian world is most indebted to him for his contribution to the music of worship. He will always be remembered for the hymn that gave the story of his own experience, There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood.
When this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then, in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save.
Amen.
Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson and sponsored by Bob Jones University. To learn about this month's offer for radio listeners, plus other helpful Christian resources from Bob Jones University, call toll-free 1-866-BJU-RADIO. That's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at www.bjuradio.com. You may also write to us at Bob Jones Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. This is Charles Kelsch, inviting you to tune in next week at this same time for A Treasury of Great Hymns, and reminding you to make melody in your heart to the Lord.